Hey Harry, it's Channing. I have a general question about refrigerators, relay, hard start kits, more specifically. I guess I'm just a little confused about the luck that I'm having and when and how to know how to talk to these people about this stuff. I guess I'm just generally confused overall. Anyway, when you get a second, if you could tell me about that, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
All right, you called me a little bit ago.
I got it working
on those GE Arca fridges.
Yes, sir.
I show up and temperatures inside the refrigerator are in the high 60s.
Right.
And the compressor is not running.
Okay.
So I've shown up at service calls where the compressor is running and the fans are running.
And the fans are what?
And the fans are running, but it's still hot inside the refrigerator. And so my question is I still need a better understanding of how to diagnose
those situations?
A GE side-by-side or a GE that has a motherboard when the compressor is not running. Because you get different things. I've seen weird error codes on the digital readout.
Okay, well, it's pretty easy. When you take the cover off that motherboard, down at the bottom, there's a heavy connector that has three wires in it. Are you familiar with that one?
I am.
Okay, and they're marked L1, DEF, and COMP. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you take your insulated pliers and you short L1 to COMP, that's compressor to line, and you get a spark and the compressor comes on, then you know the compressor's okay, but the motherboard's not turning it on. So you got a bad motherboard.
If you get a spark?
Yeah. The spark says that, and you'll hear the compressor start. If you hold it there.
If you hold it there, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's telling you that the relay in the motherboard's not activated, because that's what it ought to be doing.
So, okay, so jumpering L1 and the compressor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will make the compressor run.
And you should see a spark if it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
If the compressor's good and the motherboard's not doing its job, you're closing the switch.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you do the same thing between L1 and DEF. If you see a spark, a little spark, that tells you that the defrost heater circuit's good and you just turned on the heater.
Okay.
Right? Same thing.
Right.
If the thing's all frosted up and you get that little spark, then...
So we got Channing pointed in the right direction, beginning his comfort level on working on Arctica-type computerized refrigerators, which, as you can hear, aren't all that hard to figure out.